What did St. Paul discover after meeting Christ? What did he discover? There are many things that he discovered. He discovered new things about himself. He realized that he was a sinner. But also he realized that deep inside there's inner conflict within him. Even hypocrisy he saw. He discovered that he lived with a strong conviction, but that strong conviction was all wrong. Wrong conviction. Peace and conviction that he had is just something that he made up. It didn't come from true understanding. Yes, he discovered all these things. But I think the greatest discovery Paul had was the discovery that he was not alone. That's what he discovered. He was not alone. He didn't have to do everything by himself. He realized that life did not completely depend on him and his ability. He didn't have to figure out everything for himself. You know, when you realize that you're all alone, there's nobody who can help, you have to do everything. Everything stops at you. And you are the sole responsibility. And nobody can do anything for you. Feeling that? That is very lonely feeling. Before he met Christ, he lived like that. He lived with a tremendous pressure to live up to the ideal he set up for himself. He had to be a good Pharisee, a good son, a good lawyer, good leader, a good Jew. He had to continuously prove to himself how good he was, how capable he was, and even how faithful he was. He thought that that was what God wanted. Believing in God meant being good, being strong, and being capable. Not only to himself, but also to God, he had to prove himself. That's a tremendous pressure. Living like that is a tremendous pressure. He was very self-centered in that way. In a strange way, he was self-centered. He wasn't selfish. So he wasn't self-centered in a selfish way. He wasn't selfish. But yet, he was very self-centered because everything depended on him, he believed, he thought. Everything was in life was about him. He had to figure out everything for his life. His future, his career, his behavior, and his faith. With his own strength, he had to protect himself, his family, his country, his religion, even God. He had to protect with his own power. That's why he went all the way to Damascus to arrest Christians and kill Christians. Because they contaminated pure Jewish faith, destroying the tradition and the law, and even God, he thought. So he had to protect God from them. Very violent he was. But after meeting Christ, he realized how wrong he was, how self-centered he was, and how oppressed he was. He didn't realize the pressure he put upon himself. He was chained to his expectation for himself. In other words, he was in bondage. He thought he lived a good life, but he was in bondage. Bondage to himself. Bondage not to things like drinking, smoking, gambling, and doing drugs, but bondage to himself. Not to the external pressure, but the bondage to the pressure he put upon himself. That's why after meeting Christ, he talked so much about, only thing that he talked about was freedom. He felt free. Because he experienced that freedom from himself. This is what he said. For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to yoke of slavery. That yoke of slavery was himself. The real freedom was the freedom from himself, from his expectations. Freedom from the pressure he put upon himself. That's what Galatians is all about. When you read Galatians very carefully, that's what Paul was talking about. You are putting pressure upon yourself, trying to be righteous on your own. He was enslaved to his own expectations for himself, to his own power, and to his own righteousness. Everything, he had to do it on his own. He thought everything depended on him. My friends, life is too heavy to be able to hold it with your own two hands. You can't. You can't hold life in that way. But we constantly put pressure on ourselves. We still live with this illusion that everything depends on us. That's illusion. Not everything depends on you. But we still think that everything depends on me. It's all about my performance and my ability. Everything depends on me. That's illusion. But in Christ, he found freedom. He woke up from that illusion. He found true freedom. How is it possible? It was possible because of this. This extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. Discovering that, he found freedom. He discovered the extraordinary power that belongs to God, not to himself. That discovery gave him true freedom. And shatter the illusion that everything depended on him, his ability, and his righteousness. And also he realized that he was only clay jars. Only clay jars. But the amazing thing is, it's okay to be a clay jar. It's okay to be a clay jar. Being only a clay jar was okay. But that used to scare him so much. I don't want to be just clay jar. I want to be an important vessel. I want to be an important God's instrument. I want to be somebody very important. I can never be just stay as clay jar. He was scared of it. But now, he said, I'm okay just to be a clay jar. Before, he had to be somebody important. This was what he said. If anyone else has reason to be confident in the flesh, I have more. I am circumcised on the eighth day. This bracket is what I put in, okay? It's not in the scripture. I am a member of the people of Israel. I am of the tribe of Benjamin. I am a Hebrew born of Hebrews. As to the law, I am a Pharisee. As to zeal, I am a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, I am blameless. It was all about I am, and I am. That enslaved him. That created fear in him. Self-centeredness does that. When you start thinking that everything depends on you, only thing that is left is worries and anxiety. That's all you got, you will have. That will enslave you. Expectation. You're enslaved to your expectation. All the golfers will know very well. First five holes, par, par, par. And Brian tells me, you know, so far you're hitting even. And the next hole, double bogey, triple bogeys. You know, for a while you think that, oh, I may be like Peter, who did even par once in Las Vegas, long, long time ago. You're enslaved to your own expectations. And you're muscles get tightened. You cannot really live up to your expectation. To prove that I'm capable, he had to reduce life to a manageable size. He never experienced the majestic, grand, and magnificent scope of life. He had to make life so small that he could control. And his thinking became very narrow. But after meeting Christ, he was free. He could go all the way to the ends of the earth. He experienced all kinds of people, all kinds of cultures. His life was opened up. He shared God's love with anyone. He became so big. He never thought that life was so big. But after meeting Christ, after he experienced that freedom, his life became so big. Saul of Tarsus became Saint Paul the Apostle. That's what we are studying in KSM right now on Wednesdays. How Paul expanded himself. My friend, the biggest idolatry is not a golden statue. The biggest idolatry is you, yourself. That's the biggest idolatry. Self-idolatry. That is what modern people fall into. Self-idolatry. It enslaves you. It imprisons you in a small world you created. It robs you of the joy of living and enjoying life. It makes you focus on all about you all the time. That's very tiring. How do people look at me? Do they hit my whatever? Or social media thingy. I don't even do social media. How many people hit your site or whatever? Is that right? No? What is it? How popular you are. How well accepted you are. Always constantly think about me. Very tiring. Thinking always about yourself. It takes away from you the ability to be able to see people around you and the world. You can never have peace. After meeting Christ, St. Paul found freedom, and he said this, I have been crucified with Christ. I'm dead. And it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I is dead. That means he's free from his ego. He's not enslaved to his weakness or the fear of his weaknesses. The world constantly tells you that you're not good enough because of your race, because of your gender, because of your shortcomings. The world continuously will tell you that you're not good enough. Don't succumb to these negative pressures. Don't try to prove to the world how great you are. Don't even make friends with those who make you feel miserable. It's okay to be a clay jar. It's okay to be different from them. It's okay not to have so much money and so much fame. St. Paul even said, we have become like the rubbish of the world, the dregs of all things to this very day. It's all right to be a rubbish, he's saying. You may be clay jars, but my friends, within you, there's a treasure. So you are a clay jar with treasure. You have the extraordinary power that belongs to God. You can make changes, not because you're great. You can make changes. Even though you're a clay jar, because you have the extraordinary power that belongs to God. Even in circumstances you cannot control and handle with your own power, you can survive and even thrive. That's a power. This was what St. Paul said. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Human victory. No matter what you may experience in your life, you can thrive. You can survive, and you can thrive. Be a strong people. Everything depends on you? No. Not everything depends on you. Life is not just about you. God gives you the extraordinary power. Be saved from self-idolatry. Be healed from self-idolatry. When you are healed from self-idolatry, that's when the extraordinary power kicks in. In Paul's language, when you die to yourself, the extraordinary power starts working in your life. Experience that. Experience the extraordinary power that comes from God. It is the power that raised Jesus from the dead. When Jesus could not do anything, the power was still working. When you cannot do anything, the power is still working. That is the extraordinary power that belongs to God. When you encounter very, very difficult situations in your life, I don't know whether you are going through right now, the very, very difficult, impossible situation, be calm. Be calm. Don't be shrunk. Don't give up. Don't run away. Wait and see how the extraordinary power works out in you. When you experience that, then true confidence you will have about life, nothing can destroy you. Nothing can destroy you. You'll come out very strong. That's what Jesus wants for you.